On today's episode of Mentally Stronger, what if your sleep issues, your low mood and anxiety, trouble paying attention, and difficulty remembering things were all due to a single mineral deficiency? Well, that might just be the case. Research shows that over half of the U.S. population doesn't consume enough magnesium. Notre Dame now refers to it as the invisible deficiency, stating that our diets aren't able to give us all the magnesium we need to be at our best, both physically and mentally. And while I'm not usually a huge proponent of supplements, because sometimes I think we overcompensate for our lifestyle choices with a pill, the concerns about magnesium got my attention. And I wanted to know more about whether a magnesium supplement could really be a simple fix to a lot of really big problems. And what I learned about magnesium, and specifically about magtine, a form of magnesium that crosses the blood-brain barrier, convinced me that it could be a game changer for a lot of people. Welcome to Mentally Stronger, the show that will help you develop the mental strength you need to reach your greatest potential, no matter what life throws your way. I'm Amy Morin, psychotherapist, mental strength trainer, and an international best-selling author of 6 books on mental strength. Every Monday, I introduce you to a guest whose story and expertise can inspire you to think, feel, and do your best in life. And the fun part is, we record it all from a sailboat in the Florida Keys. Now, let's dive into today's episode. This episode is sponsored by Triotech in direct support of the many brands selling products containing magtine. You may have seen a lot of online influencers lately talking about the health benefits of magnesium. I've seen people on Instagram claiming it helps with everything from better sleep to reduced anxiety. So I thought it'd be helpful to bring in an expert to find out more about magnesium and whether we should all be taking it. Today I'm talking to Dr. Jennifer Gu. She's a PhD in experimental pathology from UCLA. She's the Vice President of Research Development at AIDP, Inc. Her work has been published in many peer-reviewed journals. She holds multiple patents, and she's a frequent speaker and contributor to nutritional journals. Some of the things she discusses today are the benefits of magnesium supplements, why we should consider adding it to our diets, and the specific benefits of magtine, which is a magnesium compound that's been found to raise the magnesium levels in the brain and neurons. Make sure to stick around until the end of the episode for the therapist take. It's the part of the show where I'll break down Dr. Gu's strategies and share how you can start applying them to your life. So here's Dr. Jennifer Gu on how magnesium could help you grow mentally stronger. Dr. Jennifer Gu, welcome to Mentally Stronger.
Thank you, Amy, for having me. I'm excited.
I'm excited to talk to you too, because on our show, we talk a lot about strategies to manage our mental health. Most of the time, we talk about cognitive behavioral strategies, ways to change our thinking, or strategies to deal with specific things. How do you calm your nervous system with breathing exercises? But I wanted to bring you on because lately I've seen so much information out there, especially on social media, about the benefits of magnesium. I'm seeing fitness influencers and mental health professionals basically say that magnesium cures so many problems or that it helps with so many issues. So I thought I just wanted to bring somebody on to fact check some of the things that we're seeing and hope that you can clarify to us like what the benefits really are and how we would take it and how we would go about figuring out like the best kind of supplement that we would take if we want those benefits.
That's actually very interesting. In the US, supplementing about 10 years ago is all about calcium. So we have calcium supplements still. It's important everywhere, fortified into the milk, into the food, into a lot of drinks. About 10 years ago, when I first joined the nutrition annual meeting, the scientists began to debate whether it's too much calcium already in our nations and whether we need a balance. So I remember at the meeting, there was a survey before and after. So before the talk about the right magnesium and calcium ratio, there was a survey about to the scientists is how do you think the calcium is important because it's important to the bone, important to the health, overall health of our body. So there's a big percentage, I don't recall, but 70% around, don't quote me, but around that number says calcium is super important, is the most important thing. And then the scientist comes in and try to bring all the evidence about too much we have been supplementing with 1 gram at least of the calcium, and it's fortified in everything. If too much calcium, they can build up all the calcification of the vessel and this and that. But the real important thing is to have the right ratio, calcium to magnesium ratio. And there isn't a very strict science, but people believe 2:1 should be the right ratio. And that was the turning point of the whole supplement industry from the scientific community to recognize the importance of the magnesium, which was never actually introduced to the population. So from that on, people began to realize, from the scientific community to the consumer community, began to gradually realize the importance of magnesium. Magnesium is the cofactor of over 300 biochemical processes in our body. It's a cofactor for many of the important enzymes in everyday's biological functions. It's super important, important in the bone, important in many of the functions, especially for the brain. So why magnesium becomes so important? Because people begin to feel the benefits of magnesium. It helps with the muscle. It helps to calm you down, and you can feel the benefit, especially in the brain, because we're very sensitive to all the neurological effects that we feel. So that is the changing of the whole community, from the scientific community to the consumer community, for the importance of magnesium. And we see that all the scientists, all the influencers, scientific influencers, begins to talk about it, because it not only have the mechanism to it, but it also has a very gradual adaptation by the consumers for the benefits.
That makes sense then, why we're seeing so many of these people talking about it and posting about it. And are we not getting enough magnesium from the food that we eat?
That's absolutely right. You know, and magnesium, of course, the best biological minerals, any of the supplements we take, the best source is from the natural food, is the most bioavailable form. However, if you look at the nutrition of the food, you probably are aware of it, and your audience probably aware of that, the food nutrients in the food we culture today are only a very low compared to 20 years ago, 50 years ago, the nutrients contained in the food that we had at those times. It's, I think the data talking about maybe even 20% for some of the nutrients that we had many years ago. So the way we grow our food, the fast harvesting we're having in our food really, really reduced the nutrient content in this food. So there is, in the scientific community, there is population survey which showed a prevalent deficiency of the magnesium, specifically for magnesium. So that, which is really put to the background why we need to supplement magnesium, because we don't get that enough from the food. And so there's a prevalent deficiency in the population, especially in the older older population.
Oh, okay. And then something I'm seeing too is people saying, well, this is the kind of magnesium that you need, or the type. And so I assume they're not all created equal. There are different types of supplements.
Yes, magnesium are not created equal. Magnesium, if you look at magnesium, there are different kind of usage for magnesium. If you go to laxative, I mean, magnesium are used for laxative benefits. The reason is that some of the magnesium, they don't get absorbed. Okay, so they absorb water in the intestine because they don't get absorbed. So they lead to the laxative benefits. So given that said, if you look at the market, we have magnesium oxide, magnesium sulfate, magnesium citrate, magnesium bisglycinate, and our MagTin, which is magnesium L-threonate. They are all very different. So when we talk about magnesium, there are two levels of bioavailability. One level is when you absorb in the intestine. At this level, some magnesium is already being you know, disqualified for their bioavailability. For example, magnesium oxide and magnesium sulfate, and those kind of things are not very bioavailable at the intestinal level. So when these magnesium get absorbed into our body, some of the magnesium are absorbed through the intestine to our body, then there is another level of tissue bioavailability. Especially for the brain, there's a brain blood-brain barrier that separates many of the magnesium from being able to enter the brain to have those neurological benefits, or the ones that mainly work on the muscle, on the bone. For example, the most well-known magnesium citrate, magnesium bisglycinate, they do not penetrate blood-brain barrier effectively. So their benefits are mainly focused on your muscle, your heart, and other parts of the body. However, magnesium L-threonate, which actually was discovered by the MIT professor who published the first animal study in Neuron, the most, you know, prestigious neurological journal in the world, on this ingredient, showed that is the only magnesium that has been demonstrated to be able to pass the blood-brain barrier effectively. So you can, because it's enter the brain effectively, so you can have all these new brain benefits that people feel, such as, you know, sleep, cognition, the focus and tension, and the mood and anti-stress, all these things that magnesium has been implicated but hasn't been well demonstrated, because all the compounds in the study used before was not very bioavailable. So they are different for different kind of benefits of different magnesium compounds.
So that makes sense then. And so since we're the podcast that talks about how to grow mentally stronger, we certainly want to know what we can do for our brain and to get as many of those cognitive benefits as possible. Let's pause and get a quick word from our sponsor. Many readers of my new couples book have been asking how to use technology to enhance their relationship. I did some research and discovered a fun app called Paired. You and your partner download the app and pair together every day. Paired gives you questions, quizzes, and games to play. These activities can help you stay connected while also deepening your conversations. It's simple. Every day you get a quiz or a question to answer, and you can't see your partner's answers until you've answered them for yourself. Questions include things like, what do you remember about the first time we met? And which three words best describe your partner? Whether you're just a few dates in or you've been together a long time, it's time to lighten the mood and have fun with your partner by using Paired. Head to paired.com/stronger to get a 7-day free trial and 25% off if you sign up for a subscription. Just head to paired.com/stronger to sign up today. Connect with your partner every day using Paired. A happier relationship starts here. Brainstorm. What's something that works so well that it's basically magic? Air conditioning? Noise-canceling headphones? Meeting-free Fridays? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the did we just hit $1 million stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mentallystronger, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/mentallystronger now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/mentallystronger.
Yeah, definitely. And that is so unique and exciting about magnesium L-threonate, MagTing. And since it was introduced to the market around 2011, to the U.S. market. And since then, the ingredient has been grow tremendously. And the reorder rate from consumers are staggering because people feel the benefit. You know, I personally started to use the ingredient since 2011. And that is my ingredient to go for my focus attention. As a scientist, you know, I need to constantly focus myself to write and to deep thinking. And at this age, it's very difficult for me, especially like afternoon, after lunch at 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. That is when I really need some mental boost. I cannot use coffee at the time. It will interfere with my sleep. So MAC tea is the one I always go to. And after I take the pill, I can feel my brain is kind of get cleared. So it can help me to refocus for another 3-4 hours of intensive mental work. So I think a lot of the consumers feel the same way, different kind of benefits, identifiable benefits, like myself. So that is why this ingredient has become very popular, and scientists from Stanford professor to Harvard professor have been picking them up in their research, in their talks. Yeah.
So I like that, because that's something a lot of my listeners will say they struggle with these days, is they'll say, you know, I can't pay attention. I don't feel productive. I can't stay focused. Part of that is our world, right? Everybody says their phone is going off every couple minutes. They're checking their email. They get easily distracted. But I think a lot of people reach for that extra cup of coffee, or they reach for something else, perhaps that isn't the healthiest choice to try to stay on track and pay attention. So that's interesting. If we just take some magtine in the afternoon, then we're better able to stay focused and perhaps be more productive.
That is how I use this product. Other people, we have human studies done throughout the years to prove the benefits. And one of the statistical significant benefits we have shown continuously is the focus and cognition, attention, memory, those part of the brain health. So the professor laid a solid background in tissue culture study, animal studies on the mechanisms, how these works. And we have over the years been able to show that, demonstrated that kind of benefits in the human clinical studies. Yeah.
So that's good to know too. It can help with memory. So for people, it's another thing I hear so many people struggle with. They say, well, in today's world, I don't really need to remember as much. I can't remember anybody's phone number because I use my smartphone and I just put it in my contacts list. Right. Or I have so much going on, I can't remember my grocery list when I get to the store. I only needed 3 items, but I forgot about it. Can it help with that sort of memory if we want to say, yeah, I want to be able to remember things better?
Yes, it can. There's studies that just test those working memories. For example, the DigiSpan study, where we pronounce the numbers to you so you can recite those numbers back. And so it will continue the list until how long you can repeat those digit numbers. So it's a way of testing, a classic way of testing your short-term working memory. And that has been shown to be significantly improved versus placebo. And there are other studies that show, for example, you see the face and then the names, and then just give you the names and try to see if you can remember the face, or you can put the name under the face. Those are the classical memory tests that we used to test, and those has been shown to be significantly improved. However, one thing we noticed through those studies is that MAC-TEEN is not only on one specific brain function, for example, memory, because it is a such important mineral for many areas of the biological functions of the brain. So it's actually, it helps with different kind of benefits of brain health, memory, attention, and other parts of the things. So we actually, in the publication, the professor calculated the overall score of the brain health and found that that overall score was the most significant improved functions of that study, which is consistent with the mechanism, how MAGTIN should work. It's not just one specific area, it's overall benefit of the brain. So,
who doesn't want that in today's world? But even just what you said, that like the fact that we could then remember people's names paired with their faces. I mean, how often do we go to an event, a conference, or a networking event, and you meet all of these people? Or even a dinner party where there's four people, and 30 seconds later, you can't remember what anybody's name is. So I think that could be a superpower in today's world. If we start to get better at remembering those little things, that could really help us probably personally as well as professionally.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yes.
One of the other benefits I'm hearing a lot about magnesium is sleep. Mm. People say it will really help you with sleep. Mm. Can MAGTIN help us sleep better?
I mean, we just finished a human clinical on that specific topic. So magnesium has been implicated to help with sleep. So we try to understand how MAGTIN, which is the brain bioavailable magnesium, whether that can actually help with sleep. So what we did is that we used a double-blind placebo-controlled study, which one part take MAGTIN, the other part take the placebo, and then we measure sleep from subjective questionnaires, those standard questionnaires that are used in sleep studies, all the sleep studies. And we also did a objective measurements using the Oura Ring, which can really measure all the what's really happening during the sleep, right? So that is the objective measurements. So what we find out is that in the subject measurements, which has been reported to have a strong placebo effect, we also do. So in most of the parameters, our product did really well. Placebo also did really well. But we still have the areas that we saw a significant differences over placebo in terms of how people felt restorative sleep, which means that how people felt after they wake up. They have more energy, they have more focus, they have more a good mood, they have more efficiency in working, and they also have less grouchiness. All these are significantly better than a placebo. And interestingly, on top of that, the best thing about it is that when we looked at Oura Ring, which measured the real objective measurements of the sleep, we find out there's a significant differences between MAGTIN group versus placebo in terms of deep sleep, REM sleep, and sleep efficiency. Those are the important things what MAGTIN show demonstrate the mechanism, how MAGTIN works. So MAGTIN, from the intuitively way to understand how MAGTIN works is that, for example, we're receiving a lot of information from outside world. There's phones running this and that. I'm talking to you, talking to other people, the background noises. So if you don't have the right level of magnesium in the brain of the neuron cells, what's happening is that all these signals comes in and they activate your signaling pathways. So your body, your cells, brain cells are responding to everything. And that is actually overwork. So when that happens, is that your cells is responding to all the background noises and they can be overworked and leads to early death, early tiredness of those cells. Okay. So that is not good. And that is where you have all these early neuron degenerative problems, right? So what you want is that when you have the right magnesium level, when you take MAGTIN, your brain has the right magnesium level, magnesium block those background noises. So your body have a better rest. They only respond to the things they need to respond, not respond to the background noises. So they're not overworked. And that mechanism is really demonstrated in our sleep study. So what we find out is that magnesium does not really help you to fall asleep faster, but it help you to fall a deep sleep. So when you are at the deep sleep stage, your brain recovers. And that has been demonstrated in literature. Those are the stages when your cognition, your memory, your brain rests and recovers. So that is what we demonstrated in the study, is that MAGTIN helps to have a deeper and solid sleep.
That's interesting, because I hear, again, from so many people who say, you know, I'm kind of restless at night. I wake up all the time. And no matter how many hours I stay in bed, I just don't feel rested when I get up in the morning.
Yes. Yes. So that's exactly what magnetine does. And that's how you can feel. The next day, you're refreshed, you're energetic, you're focused, you're effective. And then the sleep study demonstrated to you why. Because you had a solid, deep sleep at night.
And then what about anxiety and stress and mood? Because I also hear people say that there are tons of mental health benefits too if you take it.
Yes. The magnesium has been implicated in these kind of benefits. And magnesium has also, with the brain bioavailability, it does better than other magnesium in this areas of benefits. So in the same study, we also measured the mood. We measured the anxiety stress. So the mood and grouchiness was significantly improved in magnesium versus placebo. And anxiety was close to they're significant by themselves, but because the placebo is very strong, so the significance versus placebo is 0.07. So it's close to significance, but not fitting the less than 0.5 significance. So we should say that our study demonstrated a trend of magnesium for anxiety area of benefits, but it definitely helped with mood and crunchiness. All these areas is much more clear.
And how did you measure that somebody's mood was better? Is it their self-report of I feel happier today or something else?
Yes. Actually, with these kind of anxiety stress and mood studies, it's really tricky. Traditionally, it's always measured with the standard questionnaires. But those standard questionnaires are designed for people who have a severe disease. That is how research community have been using those kind of questionnaires. So when we find out in our own research is that with supplements, which is a natural product, so we're not targeting for the disease population. We're targeting normal people. So they do not fall into those strong category of problematic individuals. So when we use that, sometimes there's glass ceiling. That's why we always have a very strong placebo effect. And it's harder to show a benefit of that for the supplements. But in spite of these difficulties, we still show magnesium is significant better than placebo in several studies, which really, you know, give us a lot of confidence. The benefits we felt is not only individual, it's actually prevalent, demonstrated by those research.
Let's pause and get a quick word from our sponsor. And I have read some research about the potential benefits of using magnesium for people who do have a certain disease or condition. One of those was Alzheimer's. Can you talk a little bit about what the research is showing and how that might be promising?
Okay. I'm a little hesitant to do that because by regulation, supplements are not targeted for treating or preventing any of the diseases. So what I can do is share of the science, some of the science. The first science came out was on the Alzheimer's animal model. In that animal model, magnesium was used actually to show that in Alzheimer's animal model, magnesium not only significantly improved Alzheimer's animals' conditions, they also brought down those amyloid plaques on these Alzheimer's animals. On top of that, when these animals was fed with magnesium throughout the life, they actually had a longer lifespan compared to the control. So they revert these Alzheimer's animals' lifespan to their normal counterparts. So that was hugely significant. So not only on the quality of the study, but what it have shown was really, really impressive. So I think the Stanford scientist, picked up from that. So the Stanford group was the world-renowned Alzheimer's research group. So they picked on animal studies, so they requested MacTin for their human exploratory trial, and that trial was published. So what they did is that they used MacTin in maybe 15, if I recall correctly, it was a published paper. So in the 50 individuals of Alzheimer's, they are able to show that MacTin was able to reduce the Alzheimer's scores in those individuals. So it's very promising from their study. So that is already out there. People interested can look into that publication to see the details.
Well, I remember earlier you said it's a lot of older people tend to be especially magnesium deficient. So that's fascinating. And I hope we do make some more inroads there, because certainly Alzheimer's is such a prevalent and devastating issue that so many families are struggling with. The other thing I've read about that does sound promising is magnesium with people who have ADHD, and that it could help, which makes sense because you've talked so much about the fact that it really helps with attention and focus. Can you speak a little bit about that?
You're absolutely right. From the mechanism point of view, Amy, you picked it up. It fits, right? This was the mechanism, yeah, how it should work. So it's the same thing. The Harvard Medical School professor picked this up also. So they used this product in their ADHD clinical trial, which is also an explorative study they did. And this is also published. So they published using a MacTin around, I don't exactly remember, but it's also a small group of individuals. It's adult ADHD patients. They used, and they demonstrated that these individuals not only have improved ADHD, but they even have improved IQ.
Whoa.
So that was very interesting. So I'm hoping they're going to do that in children because, you know, well, first of all, I want to say that MacTin are not intended for any of the treatment of the disease. I want to repeat that. Okay, so it's just interesting to see these professors use that in these studies to try to bring benefits to people. And in my own cases, I have, you know, sometimes give MacTin to my teenager kids when I take tests. So because I think it helps them to stay focused, energetic, and those kind of things. And in our human clinical study, one of the studies we did is that we used whole population from 18 to 65 years of age, normal people. And we compared the effect, the brain benefits versus the age. We find out that MacTin works from 18 to 65, both young and older. But in the older population, the effector size is much bigger than the young people, which means that it benefits older people much more than the young people. But if young people have significant problems, they might experience a better benefits from it.
So are the results that quickly? I mean, a lot of times people say you have to take something for 4 to 6 weeks before you see the results. If you took MagTeen at noon and you had a test that afternoon, would you notice it potentially already?
Our study did not show that. However, my personal experience and a lot of other people's personal experience showed benefit immediately almost. It's surprising. And
interesting.
It's really surprising. Yeah.
Now, are there any downsides to taking it? Any reasons why we should be cautious or anything like that?
Magnesium, we shouldn't take it too much. So generally speaking, our daily recommended dosage of magnesium is around 400 milligrams, but MacTin is very bioavailable, not only brain, but other parts of the body. So our recommended dosage in the magnesium level is only 120 milligrams average. I am a person that has smaller weight, so I only take 1 gram of MacTin for my weight, which is about 70 milligram of elemental magnesium. And that is very little compared to other magnesium source, right? and it's only like one third of the RDA. So we don't want to recommend people to take too much magnesium, because too much magnesium will lead to hypomagnesium status, will not be good. You will feel unhealthy. So it's very important that you don't overtake any of the supplements, in my opinion. So especially for magnesium, you should take it within the recommended dosage and not combining with other magnesium, too much of other magnesium.
Is there anybody that shouldn't take it?
I would say that anyone who have doctor's advice not to take magnesium shouldn't take it. Other than that, I think we should be good if we take it under the recommended dosage. So, for example, if you are taking some kind of medications that may interfere with magnesium, you should not take it. And as a general rule, if you take something, any supplements, if you feel strong adverse effect or something wrong, or even though it's just accidental, you should stop all your supplements and figure out what's going on before you continue. So that's a general safety rule that I advise all my customers.
That makes sense. And then let's say somebody listening says, you know, gosh, I'd like to try magtine, but where do I find it and how does it come? Are we talking about gummies or pills or powders or liquids? What form is it in?
Magtine, basically now, since it has been marketed for over 10 years. So now there are different kind of forms. There are capsules, there are tablets, and there are powders, and there are gummies, they're chocolates, they're even in a coffee. In fact, the magtine coffee is my favorite because sometimes I see the synergistic benefits of it. So if you search magtine, there's many companies carry that magtine. But one of the companies is Maxeutics, which is actually formulated by the inventor. So they have two formulas that used in the clinical studies. So if customers wants to use their formula, they can go on their website directly, or they might be also available on Amazon. That is inventor's formula. And that is specific for the ones used in clinical study. But general magtine, if you go to Amazon, there are many companies that are selling this ingredient.
Well, that's all good to know. And I think, thank you so much for clarifying all of this. I think you've helped answer most of my questions about why so many people are saying take magnesium, and specifically perhaps how magtine could be a good link toward my listeners who are all invested in becoming mentally stronger.
I'm sure they will, you know, like it, just like I have been benefiting from it for over 10 years. I think it's a solid, scientific supported ingredient, and with good safety profile. So the feelable benefits, what more you can ask for. So I think it's a really, I'm very proud to be able to talk about this ingredient. I feel really passionate and enthusiastic for this product.
Well, it shines through. And I think you've probably given a lot of listeners a little bit of hope, people who are struggling saying, you know, I've been so concerned about how to pay attention, how to focus, how to sleep, then perhaps they will go out and give magtine a shot.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I came from medical field, my previous academic life. So I think in the medicine we developed, there was wonderful tools to resolve a lot of the emergent issues through surgery, through a lot of the good medications we have. However, with the aging population, with people are living a longer life, there's a lot of chronic problems that become a big concern, like Alzheimer's, other kind of neuron problems become a very important issue for a lot of people. So I do think that with those, you really have to address from the nutritional point of view, from lifestyle point of view, to be able to resolve this issue. There is no magical drug that can really help with those kind of benefits. So we really have to study and learn and use this natural approach to change our life for a better, healthy, older older life. That's at least what I am trying to do for myself.
Yeah. As am I. So I appreciate you so much for being here. Dr. Jennifer Gu, thank you for being on Mentally Stronger today.
Thank you for having me. It's a great thing for me to talk about MagTeen. I love the product. I'm passionate about it. I hope your audience will experience the benefit of it.
I suspect they will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to The Therapist Take. It's the part of the show where I'll break down Dr. Gu's strategies and share how you can apply them to your own life. Here are three of her strategies that you can start today. Number one, do your own research on magnesium and MagTeen. Make sure you do your own research on any supplement you're going to take, including magnesium and MagTeen, so that you can make your own decision. If you decide to try MagTeen, there are tons of brands offering MagTeen products in various forms. Just be sure to look for the MagTeen logo, which is a brain with a swirl on the packaging, to make sure that you're actually taking MagTeen. Number two, consider how much magnesium you get in your diet. Dr. Gu says most of us aren't getting enough magnesium from the food that we eat. Magnesium-rich foods include things like cooked spinach, dry roasted almonds, cooked black beans, dark chocolate, peanut butter, and whole wheat bread. The symptoms of not having enough magnesium are kind of difficult to distinguish. They include things like feeling tired all the time, difficulty sleeping, trouble getting through a workout because you're tired, twitching muscles, and chocolate cravings. But of course, a lot of people experience those things, and it's really not related to a magnesium deficiency. But if you know that you don't consume much magnesium, consider taking a supplement to see if it helps you feel better. And number three, do some research on supplements and see if it works for you. Whether you want to try a pill, a powder, or a gummy, there are plenty of ways you could consume MagTeen and magnesium. So do some research and consider which form you might want to try. I like that Dr. Gu said she experiences almost immediate effects in her concentration and attention. So trying MagTeen might be a good experiment. See if you notice any improvements right away. And of course, remember, you should always talk to your doctor before starting any new supplement to make sure that it's right for you. Thank you for hanging out with me today and for listening to the Mentally Stronger podcast. If you like the show, leave us a review on Apple or Spotify. That's one of the best ways to help us get our show in front of other people so we can make the world a stronger place. If you want more tips on building mental strength, subscribe to Mentally Stronger Premium. You'll get weekly bonus episodes where I answer your questions about everything from relationship problems and addiction to family dilemmas and mental health issues. You'll also get to join our private community where you can get support for building mental strength, and I'll give you lots of exclusive extras for being a premium subscriber. Sign up at mentallystronger.supercast.com or just click on the link in the show notes. And if you know somebody who could benefit from learning more about mental strength, share this show with them. Simply sharing a link to this episode could help someone feel better and grow stronger. And as always, a big thank you to my show's producer, whose pink sneakers offset his black winter wardrobe nicely, Nick Valentine.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join Podcast Royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or YAP, like it's often called by my YAP fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.